Gabrielle Alden, my name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Silas Sejour.
I'm sorry?
Silas Sejour.
Okay, thank you. And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
3321 Southwest Savona Boulevard, Post 72C, Florida 34953.
Thank you. I see an order was done on, let me see, on April 22nd for, let me see. For $5.74 and $5.74 for the tactical bag. Do you recall placing that order?
No.
Are you okay? So you're saying that this account is fraud and you never placed the order. So what I'm gonna go ahead and do, I'm gonna file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay with you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had your authorization.
Where is the order?
Where is the order?
Mm-hmm.
What is the order? It's a tactical bag.
They did not pay for it. They ordered it.
I'm sorry?
You mean it's order?
Yes, sir.
So somebody ordered it and then you get the money from me? Is the order delivered already? I can try to find out.
At the moment, let me see.
Okay, I don't have time to open the book.
Yes, sir. Item shows it was delivered on April 28th. Will you like me to complete the fraud claim because you're saying that you didn't do the order?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so your account has been canceled. It's like that's fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. On my side, I have issued you a full refund of $67.32 plus $5.74. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with, sir?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer care. Hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
Mm-hmm.